Good afternoon. The storm system that brought all the ice and rain to the region yesterday continues to pull away. The cold front associated with this system is now just passing through interior New York and New England, and we'll begin to see the wind shift around to the northwest while it increases, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. With that wind shift, temperatures, while topping out in the mid to upper 40s on average, will start to slide back through the 40s this afternoon and down into the 30s under partly sunny skies. As we get into the evening, clouds will thicken and increase as we see the next storm system head our way from the Atlantic coast. The current track of this system would place it south of Long Island overnight and east of Long Island and Cape Cod through the day tomorrow. On this track, snow will overspread the region from the Catskills and lower Hudson Valley, points north and east after midnight and towards sunrise tomorrow morning. Most everyone will have at least an inch or two of snow on the ground across most of the I-90 corridor and points south by the time the sun comes up on Thursday. The steadiest and heaviest snow will fall between 7 a.m. and noon on Thursday as the storm tracks to the north and east. Heaviest accumulations will be closer to the coast and portions of the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into all of Massachusetts and Connecticut will pick up as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow. Along the I-88 corridor and into the northern Catskills, the Greater Capital District and southern Vermont will look for 3 to 6 inches of snow by early tomorrow afternoon. Farther to the north and west, amounts will taper off farther away from the storm track. It's an important reminder that if this storm tracks closer to the coast, heavier snow amounts will be pushed back from the coast and farther into interior New York and New England, while the opposite holds true with a track farther away from the coast, lighter amounts will be pushed back toward the coast from the Canadian border. Either way, temperatures during the day on Thursday will be in the 20s for afternoon highs as the wind gets going out of the northwest. This will start a drying trend in the afternoon and evening hours, and it will leave us with a blustery cold day on Friday with temperatures only managing to get into the lower 20s. Another disturbance will head our way Friday night into Saturday morning with a round of light snow possible, and temperatures on Saturday will bounce back into the lower 30s. Another disturbance will bring a chance of some light rain and snow on Sunday, and another chance of snow on Sunday night with temperatures holding in the 30s into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, yet another strong low-pressure system will move toward the Pacific Northwest over the next few days. This will bring another surge of moisture to much of the region, which has already been heavily impacted by heavy rain and snow. More rain is expected across much of Northern California and coastal regions of Washington and Oregon starting this afternoon. Rainfall amounts of 2 to 6 inches are expected in these regions. Furthermore, warmer temperatures will cause melting of large amounts of snow, which will lead to flooding concerns, and flood watches and warnings are in effect. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing sunshine, temperatures in the 50s to around 60. Boston, scattered showers near 60. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, with temperatures falling through the 20s during the day. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 13. The record high 52, set in 1925, and the record low 16 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:18 p.m., 10 hours, and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with temperatures sliding back through the 30s during the afternoon, increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow by sunrise closer to Glens Falls with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, blustery, but dry this afternoon, with temperatures sliding back through the 50s and into the 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with snow moving in after midnight and lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with temperatures sliding back through the 30s. increasing and thickening clouds tonight with light snow by sunrise in the Catskills and lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy, remaining mild, but temperatures will slide back into the 40s during the day. Increasing clouds tonight with snow moving in after midnight and lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy today, with temperatures sliding back through the 40s and into the 30s by evening. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight with snow moving in after midnight and lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow, heavy at times, especially closer to the coast the first half of the day. Breezy with increasing sunshine later in the day, but remaining cold with highs in the mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cold Friday, lower 20s. A chance of snow Friday night and Saturday morning, mid-30s Saturday afternoon. A chance of light rain and snow on Sunday, and more snow on Sunday night, with mostly cloudy and breezy weather on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.